Hi, it's Si Smedley here from the Oldham Chronicle with another of my music features, and I'm absolutely overjoyed today to be up at the Fresca restaurant in Delft, and I've been delighted to be joined by the three main Cotton Clouds Festival organisers. I've got Rick Lees, I've got Max Lees, and I've got Luke Stanley. So thanks for speaking to us, fellas. I'm really kind of excited about this and really excited to hear what you thought of what was an awesome festival. You know, just unbelievable kind of event last weekend at Saddleworth Cricket Club. It just kind of had everything. You know, it was a treat for all sort of music, live music lovers. So I just thought I'd come up here and see you and, you know, get your take on things, how you kind of felt it all went. So should we start off with Rick? Just your reflections on Cotton Clouds, Rick. It's been a long time in the sort of making, and you know, loads of planning, and you put all the hard work in. What are your thoughts on it?
Yeah,
looking back,
you know, we've been trying to imagine what it was going to look like for 9 months. That's how long it took us to plan.
Yeah,
for that single day. It was so exciting in the build up to it, you know, and then we sold out, which was amazing for first year. I don't think many festivals sell out. Got to the day, really, really pleased with it. Everybody came together. There's a real sort of strong community spirit, good atmosphere, no trouble whatsoever, lots of families there, just great atmosphere overall, and we were really pleased with it. It felt like the start of something special.
I'll definitely go along with that. I mean, and the sort of artists, Max, you know, the sort of bill was kind of wide-ranging tastes, genres, etc. You know, the young up-and-coming bands, right up to Sugar Hill Gang, the legends, Nick Heywood and that. You know, what did you think of how they delivered their stuff, if you like?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, for me, I still can't believe that the Sugar Hill Gang have been to Greenfield. That is the craziest shout. You know, when we set out to do this sort of thing, that's the sort of thing that we wanted to say, you know. We brought the Sugar Hill Gang here. Who's it going to be next? You know? But the smaller bands and stuff, they're all fantastic. The amount of people that come up to me afterwards and said, you know, I can't believe how good Garden Back were, and Pins, and you know, all the bands that were on the small stage. It's incredible, really.
And Luke, kind of reaction from the locals, if you like. You've been up at, you know, you're still sort of bobbing to and from the site at the cricket club there. I mean, the locals, I think they kind of enjoyed it, didn't they?
The locals are happy. Like, surprisingly, a lot of the older bunch of locals around the area from like the ages 60 upwards, they're actually happy. You know, we went around personally, me and one of the other organisers, Chris, we went around a litter picking on the canal just to make sure that we've got the stuff sorted and the area's clean, you know, and we come across some residents and they said that it was well organised, and they blew me away with a compliment. You know, and to say their age as well.
Ideal. The thing that struck me was, I mean, you touched on it before, Rick, a minute ago, about the atmosphere and that, and there was like people of all ages, weren't there? There was, you know, families there and everything. It was great.
That's what we sort of wanted to focus on, really. You know, it is a family friendly event. And we spent a long time coordinating the kids' activities for the day, and they went down an absolute treat. Apart from with the groundsman, because where they had all the balloons and the soap, it seems to have killed the grass on the cricket pitch. But other than that, other than that, the kids' stuff was fantastic, and you know, they all have face paint on, and they're all running around.
And obviously, Max, you all the team, not just you three, but the team have put a lot of hard work into this festival. So are you kind of glad it's all over and sort of pleased with how...
Absolutely. It's quite strange, really, to see an idea turn into something. You know, it's unbelievable, and the team that we've been working with on this, you know, everyone's the same, everyone's heart's in it, and it's just worked out really well. Everyone's absolutely over the moon with how it went. We just can't wait to get cracking with the next one. You know, we've got so many ideas of how to improve it, how to make it bigger and better.
Luke, did you actually get a chance to see any of the artists, any of the bands? Did you actually sit down and watch anybody, because when I saw the either of the three of you, you just buzzing around like chickens.
It was hard, I'm not going to lie, to actually stop for a moment.
But did you actually...
But when I did, I made sure I watched the Darling Club.
Right.
They've got some catchy numbers. I forgot the track in particular, but
Jake Fletcher's a very talented kid, isn't he?
Yeah, we love Jake, don't we? His support for the festival anyway, do you know, it's been brilliant. He's a local artist, as we all know, do you know? Watch him play there, and he rocked it, the crowd loved it.
And just away from the artist, you were lucky with the weather as well, weren't you?
It was
legging it down when I was on my way to the gate.
We're all from the north, we just bring a big coat, don't we don't go soft with a bit of rain.
But
the sun did come out, it was great, do you know.
It was a little bit much for us too, we went on with red faces.
it doesn't say much.
No, it was like a miracle. It was good that it come out, and everyone went instantly to the bars and wanted a good drink, didn't they?
Yeah, good stuff. Yeah. So, what's going to happen next year? What's going to happen at Cotton Clouds too? I presume you've thought about it a little bit.
Can't get too so far.
Obviously, it's going to be in the same place. There's a few adjustments we want to make, so as an operation, it'll function better.
Right.
We think, you know, the caliber of artists we had on this year, that's something that we want to maintain. You know, we thought it went down really well, and we've got ideas to take that. You know, to sort of follow a similar framework, and you know, I'm sure that'll sell the tickets for next year.
Is there any chance it might? Because one or two people were saying, the lads should try and extend it into an extra day, maybe even a weekend. You know, is that an option, or is it?
At the moment, the license that we have is just for the one day.
Right.
If we wanted to go for 2 or 3 days, then we'd have to apply for a new license. Which I think now that we've proven to local residents that we can run it smoothly, with as little disruption to them as possible, I don't think that there'd be many opposed to that. But I think really, you know, ultimately, the event is still in its infancy, and one day was certainly enough for us to cope with.
Yeah.
So I think, you know, one day next year are going to be enough.
And Max, the bill next year, obviously you won't know what it is, or you might have a few ideas that you'll keep to yourself. Of course, I understand that. But do you think you'll change? Will it be sort of totally different? Line up next year, do you think?
It'll be a similar formula, but other than that, we can't really say too much because you know, we don't know ourselves at the moment. It's exciting, all this bit, it's really exciting, you know, thinking who we could get, who might be available at the time. This is the most exciting part, so we've got all that to come over the next couple of months.
Good stuff. Finally then, we'll have the last word from Luke then. What's going to happen with you and the other two lads between now and, say, next year? I mean, have you got other jobs to crack on with, or are you just going to...
We do as well, do you know, it's a good job. I love for this, it'll always carry us through. We're busy people anyway, we keep ourselves busy, and this is took 9 months, so I don't know how we're going to cram this into another 12. Catch up on everything else, I tell you what, it don't feel like a job to me now. Do you know, it feels like this is the last time, this properly happened was about 1973. Jam and Dr. Feelgood. So we're making history. I'm proud for what we're doing, and we want to make the people happy in the area. They've shown the support, and let's show them another good time.
Good stuff. Okay, thanks very much, Rick Lees, Max Lees and Luke Stanley. Cheers, fellas.
Nice one.
Cheers.